Arranca tus reuniones de verano con Memorial Day en The Home Depot. Llévate el asador de gas Next Grill con 4 quemadores a un precio bajo todos los días de $229. Ideal para tus carnes asadas. Completa tu patio con un lugar para cada invitado con el comedor de 7 piezas Glen Ridge Falls de Hampton Bay. También en compra especial por solo $499. Además tenemos entrega gratis. Ahora sí, estás listo. Pon la fecha y arma tu carnita asada este verano con The Home Depot. Sujeto a disponibilidad.
Off the ball, GAA.
Everyone is saying Leinster's dead, but like for a lot of ways, the GAA was almost dead. You know, that Dublin team were generational. Like, you'll never see the likes of that again.
Join
like.
In the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football on Off the Ball.
With William Hill, you can boost your winnings on the Sunday game with new Bet Builder Extra. Only with William Hill. Download the app today. 18+ gamblingcare.ie.
This is News Talk.
So the final of the Women's Champions League is on Saturday at 5 o'clock. It's Arsenal against Barcelona in Lisbon. And someone who knows what it's like to win a Champions League with Barcelona, who knows what it's like to play with Arsenal, and someone who's currently playing with Brighton and Hove Albion is Vicky Losada. Vicky, you're very welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you.
So this weekend, Barcelona going in search of 3 Champions League titles in a row. It is currently 6 La Liga titles in a row secured. So greatness already exists for this Barcelona team. That is not in question. It's just the magnitude of the greatness which they're now going after. We could be looking at one of the greatest club sides to ever play the game. And that really is why they are unbackable favourites for this game. And it's a little bit difficult to try and find a world where they don't come out on top on Saturday, right?
I mean, we all know, I think they even know they are the favourites for this game. But I think finally, after Chelsea reaching the finals, we've got a big Arsenal team there. Hopefully, I've been talking to Emma, and hopefully can put their football. And, you know, I think everybody respects Barca because the football they do. But one thing is to respect a team, and the other thing is to be a bit scared. And hopefully, I'm sure Arsenal is going to go for it.
How come this Barcelona team seem as ravenous as ever, as motivated as ever? Because I presume after you win so many consecutive titles, that can often become a problem where maybe the motivation isn't always there.
Well, I think I've been in that team and I think that's what really drives them. I think they're waiting for that Champions League final and they just want to win everything they are involved in. And, you know, they have really young players now, like literally younger than 20. And they just bring that ambition and it's just they just want to win. They're winners, to be honest.
Your own experience with Barcelona and I guess playing in the Champions League. First ever Champions League season was 2012-2013. The first fixtures in the Champions League for Arsenal were actually against Barcelona were against Arsenal. It was a doubleheader and Arsenal came out handsomely on top in those two legs. Do you remember much about those two games?
Oh yeah, I remember everything. I remember we played first in Barcelona, I think. And well, I remember they were just like literally in every single position smashing us. We weren't physical enough. We didn't have enough experience in Champions League. It's funny because the Champions League I won on 2021, probably in that Barca team, there was an 80% of the girls that played that game in 2012.
Right.
Now, a lot of them have left, but I remember Rachel Yankee, Kelly Smith. They were just, to be honest, they were the players that we used to watch and we wanted to be like them. So for us to play against them, it was like a dream, to be honest.
Sorry, did you say 80% of the players were there in 2021 that were in 2012-13?
Yeah.
Wow, that's remarkable. So what happened in the intervening 8 years?
Well, that was the project that Barca had and we never lost the identity. We always play the way Barca still plays. The only thing is that lately in the last years, in the project, we added new players, no Spanish players, that gave us a different thing, which is long balls, more physicality, counters, which players like maybe on Saturday, like Salma Parayuelo, Eva Pajor, we had Asisato Shoala, Nigerian player, she was so quick. And the project was to, when I came back from Arsenal in 2017, back to Barca, the project was to win the Champions League in about 6 years. And we did it in 4 or 5, because we also played one final before we won in 2021. And it was just amazing keeping all them players that sticked with the mentality to the same identity of football and believed. And now it's done. All that job is done. So whoever goes to Barca, they have to adapt. And it's so easy because the 60 or 70% of the team play that style and they don't even have to think how to. They've born with that now.
So what happened with that team at that point? And I guess maybe more to the point, how come everybody stuck to their principles with that Barcelona team? Because you talk about sticking to Barcelona's way of playing. I presume when things in the Champions League aren't always going your way in those early years, that it could have been easy to maybe drift away from that or to maybe look to a different style of football. It's a real sense of trust in the system that Barcelona stuck with what they initially wanted to do back in 2012-2013.
Yeah, no, that never happened, and that will never happen. Because you make success or you die with the style. That's something that Barca has, and that happened to us after 2012. A lot of people, or even in Canada with Spain, which most of the team was Barca, the first World Cup in France, also. Everybody was saying, you guys play such a nice football, but you never create chances. So how are you going to win? And I think what Barca did was adding them players, but they were at 20% of the team. They always kept players from home that were able to keep the style. But the other players made the difference for us in Europe, I think.
When you leave Barcelona the first time and you come back, were you surprised with how much stronger the team was or how much more ready they were to go and win?
Well, we weren't ready yet because, as I said, the 80% of that team was still very young.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, Alexia, Aitana was probably 18, 17. Alexia was 21. I came back, I was 25, I think. But there was a professional project that was going to give us everything to develop. And also Barca trusted us. They gave us the time. I think now in football, that is something that no coaches have, no players have. Now they want you to perform. And if you don't perform in 6 months, it's like, nah, that wasn't worth it. And they pick another player. Back then, Barca always trusted us. And they kept the 80% of the group with that project, and then we won the Champions League.
When you've mentioned them there, when Bonmatí, Puteas come through, do you immediately realise that these are going to become two of the greatest Spanish footballers of all time?
Yeah. Yes and not. Yes, what I saw about them, but the women's football in Spain, we didn't have enough support to become that. So I wouldn't dream about being the best player in Europe or winning the Ballon d'Or or winning the Champions League because we didn't have support, we didn't have the infrastructure. We didn't even have sometimes a space to train. We were training at night and everything changed so quick. And of course, the fact that we won so early is way easier to demand things. So things arrive way quicker. So we kind of play with that. We were very demanding on ourselves because we wanted to get the best in the future. So it was something that we were fighting for years. But then I remember, I don't know, Aitana coming when she was 18 and she was just so competitive, so loud for an 18-year-old. She wanted to win all the time. She was getting upset every single session and you couldn't see that in players so young. And they were just obsessed with football and with winning.
So Bonmatí comes through at Barcelona, right? Whereas Puteas is from somewhere else in the country, if I'm not mistaken.
Alexia is from Barcelona also.
Oh, sorry, right.
Yeah, but she went to Valencia on loan when she was younger. She played for Espanyol and she arrived a bit older, a bit later. But Aitana, she did come through the academy teams.
And is the academy called La Masia for the women as well?
Now it is. We have some girls even living there. But back then, no. But that's how much it has changed.
Arranca tus reuniones de verano con Memorial Day in the Home Depot. Llévate el asador de gas Next Grill con cuatro quemadores a un precio bajo todos los días de $229. Ideal para tus carnes asadas. Completa tu patio con un lugar para cada invitado con el comedor de 7 piezas Glenridge Falls de Hampton Bay. También en compra especial por solo $499. Además tenemos entrega gratis. Ahora sí, estás listo. Pon la fecha y arma tu carnita asada este verano con The Home Depot. Sujeto disponibilidad.
This week on Diverted.
I mean, I woke up at like 11:30. I cracked a cold one with the boys. We had some buffalo chicken dip this afternoon.
It's the only way to do it. It's the only way to do it. It's the only way to do it in Gainesville, baby.
Yeah.
We are in the United States. We're talking college football, Hialeah in Miami, and we're talking pillow fighting.
It's still combat sports. The transition from bare knuckle to pillow fight is good because I'm also a Tai Chi instructor, so you know you got to go from hard to soft.
Diverted. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
And how unique is it, even today, that you would have young players living on site compared to other football clubs? Because obviously it's quite commonplace for the boys' teams, but are Barcelona and the women's La Masia, is that an outlier in terms of European football?
Well, I say it's the only club that you see that. And actually, it happened 2 years ago, so it's not like things have been like that forever.
Of course.
But I think Barca, you can see that. Back then in 2018, 2021, Barca was doing things that no club would have done before. Like we joined the men's first team on their summer camps. We went to US with them. It's just things that now are normal for people that might start supporting women's football. But back then you wouldn't see many clubs. Actually, probably no club would invest on that because it was a waste of money for them.
Why did Barcelona have that vision? What was different about them?
Well, I think we had the right people. Maria Teixidó, she was one of the directors that was there in 2017 that supported us. And she's involved in a lot of things to do with women's empowerment. And she was the one also that got us one of the biggest sponsorships, which was amazing for us, even in Spain. Like, no one would watch women's football. The national team never passed, I think, the quarterfinals or even less. So everything changed so quick because I really believe it was because we won that Champions League on 2021. And all that investment on players and that trust on the style now is easy because the job was done really well during years and years when nobody would know us.
So 2021 was almost the justification, not that it needed one, but to the people who are going to loosen the purse strings, 2021 was like, look at what we can do with this women's team. And then the remaining Champions Leagues to date have kind of flowed all from 21.
Yeah, I think so. I think you described it perfect. Yeah, because no one knows what Barca has done for the last 10 years. But even like they already had 8 or 10 academy teams. And if the 10-year-olds, from the 10-year-olds to the first team, they play the same style, they train the same way, they have the same mentality. And if you stick to that during years, but as I said, you need to be patient. Now you can win or no, because football is, you never have the success guaranteed, but it is working.
It sounds like the future is pretty terrifying if you're not FC Barcelona as well at the moment.
No, I think now a lot of clubs are investing. Now yeah. It's different. I'm saying because now everything is more visible, and then suddenly people might be like, how do they do that? And I'm just explaining here what they've been done for years and years. But now people can see it, so it's great.
Do you think this is the greatest club team you've ever seen? I mean, Lyon obviously have greater consecutive titles, but maybe given the greater competitiveness of the Champions League, is this Barcelona team already the greatest we've ever seen?
I mean, they've shown that, so I cannot say no, and I played 15 years for them. But I think in general, women's football is improving a lot. And I think the best is yet to come. We'll see players even better than the ones that are out there now. So I think a lot of clubs are investing now, and I've been in England now, and I've seen different styles of football, which I like also. But I mean, I've grown in Barca for 15 years. So I think, yeah, they're one of the best.
On Arsenal then, their season in the Women's Super League was a little bit disappointing. 12 points behind Chelsea, not an amazing outcome. Obviously, if you want to look at form lines, Chelsea were comfortably second best against Barcelona as well in the Champions League semi-final. Arsenal scored more goals than anybody else in the league, but they conceded way too many goals throughout the season. So the idea of them parking the bus or trying to limit the damage that Barcelona can do on Saturday, it doesn't feel like a wise course of action. Arsenal are probably going to have to go toe-to-toe with this team on Saturday, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think they're very similar teams, but English, a little bit more English style and more Barca style. But they're both teams that create a lot, that like to have the ball. They're not really good defending. If you have to pick a weakness, I think they're both a bit more... they're attacking teams. I don't think they defend really well the crosses, but that happens to Barca and that happens to Arsenal. The only thing, I think La Liga is an easier league compared to the WSL. So I do think that Barca sometimes doesn't need to go 100% some games and they still will win. But they've lost one game this year, which is not something common for them. But Champions League... they cannot make big mistakes, individual mistakes, both sides. One individual or big mistake as a team, they're going to concede for sure. But I think Arsenal has also the option of going on counter. I think they have a lot of pace. But for me, it's more mental for Arsenal. They need to be ready for the game, making sure they don't make a mistake, and then play their strengths, because they've shown in the WSL that they are a really good team. I've never seen an English team playing some football during some moments in some games like they've done.
Is there a case to be made for Arsenal that actually what's cost them quite a lot in the Super League this season has maybe been a lack of concentration, which isn't exactly a compliment, but the case that you could make is that in some of their key fixtures in Europe this season, from the BK Hacken fixture to Real Madrid to Lyon, they've been really up against it. They've been behind and have had to come back to keep themselves alive in the Champions League. When this Arsenal team are forced into a pressure cooker situation, they've actually been very good this season. Is that the case you can kind of build for this Arsenal team?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think their problem has been the lack of consistency. I think after Christmas they had a few games and then they changed the coach. That is where they lost so many points. And I think this year Man United has done a really good campaign. I think they've been consistent. They haven't conceded many goals, which is something massive if you're going to be top of the league. And we all know that Chelsea, sometimes they might not play the best football for me. I don't want to say for everyone, but they are winners. And when they have to win, they win. Probably that's what Arsenal has been missing. But in the end, they go back to the performances that they were having before Christmas. But if they would be more consistent, I think they would have been there with Chelsea until the end.
We have to mention Mariona Caldenti. She left Barcelona last year to join Arsenal. She'd spent 10 seasons at Barcelona, 114 goals in 302 games. So a club legend leaves to join Arsenal, immediately hits the ground running. Women's Super League player of the season, 9 goals, 5 assists in 21 games this season. Is it going to be a big hug for Mariona from the Barcelona players before the game at the weekend, or is it like, this is our enemy and this will make it sweeter if we come out on top on Saturday?
No. They love her. That'd be before the game, they'd be nice. In the game, no, there's no friends. But no, the girls love Mariona. She was at Barca for a long time, and she's such a nice girl also, and she just changes when she's playing the game. But I actually think she's made a massive impact on Arsenal, and I think she's one of the players that have made that team play that well in some moments, because she's just able to keep the ball on the final third and has that composure, and that's given a lot to Arsenal. And I feel when I watch the games that the girls around her are way more comfortable when she's around. I think they feel more safe. And I think Mariona is a player that makes her teammates better, which sometimes you cannot see that, but she's making everyone around her a better player.
When we look at the English teams in the Champions League, it's not been a great or illustrious history for them in this competition. Obviously, Arsenal have the title themselves. Chelsea are the only other finalists before this year, and obviously they were beaten by your team. Why do you think it is that the English teams have perhaps underachieved in Europe?
Well, I had this conversation a lot of times because it's crazy, because I do think that the WSL is the best league, or the most competitive league in the world. But then in Europe, we haven't had many teams lately that have really made an impact, like being able to win it. Like Chelsea won the treble and they were nowhere near to have a chance in the semifinals. They also got Barcelona, but I think that game in Stamford Bridge, they didn't believe that they could win the game. And I just hope I don't see that on Saturday, because we all want to enjoy a big game of football with two brilliant teams. It's a good question. I don't know why. It might be, I don't know. It's a brilliant question, because I'm expecting the English team in one way to finally win the Champions League, because the WSL is the best league, no doubt about it.
Obviously, it would be terrible news for Emma Byrne if she wasn't to be on the only team from England to have ever won it. Her history will be gone.
I know, but she'd be happy. I'm going to have a fight. We're fighting this weekend.
I was going to ask who you're going to support, but I think anybody who's been listening to this item will tell pretty clearly that you're Barcelona through and through. It's your favourite team versus your second favourite team, perhaps.
Yeah, Arsenal.
Who do you think will win?
I think Barca will win. I don't think it'd be easy, but I'm expecting Arsenal to just make things difficult. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be surprised if Arsenal wins, because I've seen Arsenal playing really good football. But I think they need to be ready mentally and go for the game. Of course, you have to respect Barca, but I don't want Arsenal to look like a different team like Chelsea did for me in the second leg of the semifinals. But you know, Barca is so used to play finals. I don't think many players from Arsenal have been in that situation. And you know, the build-up to the game, there are massive things to control. But I think players like Mariona and Laia Codina, they've been there also. They play for Barca, so they're going to help the girls to tell them, you know, how to beat that Barca team.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be really interesting. Vicky, great to chat to you on the show. Thanks so much for making time for us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Cheers. That's Vicky Losada on the line. We'll take a quick break.
Football on Off the Ball.
With William Hill. You can boost your winnings on every game with new Bet Builder Extra. Only with William Hill. Download the app today. 18+ gamblingcare.ie.
This is News Talk.
This Thursday night, we're wrapping up the Premier League season with a brilliant live show at the Goat Bar in Dublin. Going to be joined by Liverpool legend Steve McMahon and a couple of Irish legends as well. Glenn Whelan and Richard Dunn are going to be along. That's this Thursday night, the 22nd of May, at the Goat Bar in Dublin. To get your tickets, head along to offtheball.com/events. It's all with thanks to Guinness. Never settle.
In case you missed this morning's Off the Ball breakfast,
we had this.
We've had great success over the last few years, but I think that performance the other night maybe embodied what Offaly was about over the years. Seamus Darby's late goal, the 94 comeback. Everyone was afraid of Offaly coming down the stretch.
And we also had this.
And I come from a different sport, obviously, but I'm almost emotional for Offaly. It's absolutely inspiring, and it's such a blueprint for everyone. You said other counties. brother sports. I've just been blown away with the last sort of 15-20 minutes, and I'm glad it's being heard nationally.
You can catch everything from this morning's Off the Ball breakfast elsewhere on the Go Loud app, and every weekday morning from 7:30.